The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome. This is the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Your host, Joey, the Italian Stallion Murray, joined as always by Russ, the Idea Guy Morgan. All right, Russ. So today's episode is all about mindset. At least that's what I gather from it. What do you think?
Well, I think mindset, sure. When you're talking to someone who built a real estate portfolio of over $50 million and then lost it all, only to turn around and to regain it and to have one of the most prominent real estate podcasts going right now, I feel like that requires a lot of mindset.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like in the last several weeks, I know I would say mindset is important, but it just seems like it is just hitting me in the face right now. Like I'll just say this. I'm going to put this out there. We're working with our business coach, and I shared this with you the other day. I feel like, man, we're going into uncharted waters right now. Like growing a business much bigger than you or me. And it's a little scary. Like I'm having to challenge myself right now and say, do I have the mindset to be who I need to be for the business to get to where it needs to go?
Well, I think mindset is important no matter where you are. If you're starting a business or you're just trying to be a better steward of your money at home. Here's an example, Joey, of something. I've been trying to impart wisdom into my daughters, and my daughter Betsy is probably a great steward of information. She loves to learn. We're sitting there talking with Megan the other day, and Megan's telling me about how we need to get a new bed because the bed we have, one of the drawers when you go to pull it out on the front end where you stuff the sheets, it not only does the drawer have a missing knob on it with a, you know, a screw sticking out at you, but also the little part from the top is like hanging down into the drawer, keeping you from pushing it down. It's a poorly made bed. We've had it for 10 years. I should probably buy my wife a better bed. You know, like we have a great mattress, but the actual frame itself, it's pretty rinky dink. And she's sitting there telling me about how we need to get a new bed. And that's just one of those things I don't want to spend money on. And Betsy pipes in. She goes, Betsy says, Mom, Dad doesn't want any more doodads. He wants assets. I was like, that's the kind of mindset we need to have, Betsy. I like it.
Well, and today's guest is actually, he would 100% agree with you. Rod Khalif is our guest. And he mentions how he obtained all the doodads, right? He got the multi-million dollar house on the beach. And he talked about how he, even 60 days into this brand new house, his dream has come true. He's looking up at this house and he said he was depressed because he was unfulfilled. That doodad did not fill the void. And ultimately, he's now on the path of saying, man, there's much more to life than just all these things that I could accumulate.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know what a doodad is, play Cash Flow or Cash Flow for Kids with your children, and you quickly learn doodads are expenses. And there are things that take money out of our pockets. And I want to point you toward this episode, because this episode is about how to put money in your pocket as well as our overall process. Joey, let's jump into this awesome interview today with Rod Khalif.
Joey, I know we want to get into this episode, but really quickly, I would be remiss if I did not say this. The reason we have an amazing guest like today's episode is because you listening are constantly subscribing, rating, and reviewing and sharing this. So today's episode is not like any other. Make sure you share it with at least one friend that will love it. Joey, how many downloads we are at now?
We just surpassed 200,000 because of you.
That's amazing. Please keep the movement going. Share this episode.
Welcome into the show. Today, you are in for a treat. We have Rod Khalif with us. Rod, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Rod, it's a pleasure to have you on. Joey and I have been following your story. You've got a couple of rise and falls, and I want to hear about those, because I think the lessons on the way up and the lessons on the way down are always valuable. For our listeners who don't know who Rod Khalif is, haven't followed your story, give us a brief bio as to sure. how you made $50 million in real estate and lost it overnight.
Yeah. let's rub my nose in it. Yeah. So, listen, I started investing when I was 18, bought my first house. I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old, with my brother Albert, my mother's Vancha. We ended up in Denver, Colorado. We really struggled. You know, we didn't have much. So I remember I wore clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school till I lied about my age, got a job at Burger King, and I could buy my own clothes. But, you know, one thing was my mom was an entrepreneur, and how I got into real estate was she babysat kids, and she used her babysitting money to buy the house across the street from us when I was 14 for about $30,000. And when I was 17, she told me she'd made $20,000 in her sleep. And I'm like, what? Screw college. I'm doing real estate. So I got my real estate broker's license, and I was going to be rich selling other people houses. Well, my first year, I made about $8,000. My second year, about $10,000. By my third year, I made over $100,000. And the reason being is I met a guy that taught me about mindset and psychology and the importance of your mindset, psychology, and success. Like most of your listeners already know that 80 to 90% of your success really is your mindset. And fast forward to today, I've owned a couple thousand houses. I've owned multiple apartment complexes. In 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept. But there's a punchline. And, you know, I thought I was an absolute real estate god for a while. I did the math. It's $8,300 an hour over a 40-hour work week. And I got a head so big I could barely fit it through the door. '08 is the punchline. In '08, I lost $50 million. Like you said, I lost that $17 million and a lot more. And I'm back now. We bought 1,400 units in the last, with our students in the last 18 months. We are actively looking at a lot of deals. We just lost out on a 400 plus unit deal in Dallas. Really sick about that one, but you know, we're actively buying. You know, happy to talk about the mechanics of why it failed, and answer any questions you have about, you know, why it happened and why I love multifamily, because it ties into the story.
Well, let's talk about the rise. Let's talk about the things that you did right on you've done right twice, but I think, you know, just keeping in chronological order, let's talk about the things that were going well for you. You mentioned making $17 million 1 year. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that was like, if I had a lifetime of making $17 million, that'd be a success. So what were some of those things that were going so well for you that had that kind of, catastrophic
rise? Sure. I'm an expert at systems. I'm not great at a lot of things, but I'm great at systems. And any business is nothing but people and systems. And so, you know, I was able to buy hundreds of houses with a very small team from individual owners and fix them up and lease them out and manage them because I was good at creating systems. And so, I think to dumb it down to some of the most important pieces of why I've been able to have $50 million to lose in the first place and then to get back to the success that I enjoy today, I will tell you the bottom line, the number one thing is knowing exactly what I wanted and why I wanted it. And so, you know, it is mindset and psychology. But it was in my case initially, it was kind of a surprise that more people weren't doing what I was doing. Because when I first got started in Denver, I bought 500 houses in Denver, and I would love to have those now because they'd be free and clear. And wait for it. I'd be netting $500,000 a month right now. But you know what? It's okay. I wouldn't have met my wife and I wouldn't give her up for anything. So it's all good. But the point is, and that's truth, I didn't know what I didn't know. So, you know, the bottom line was I just took massive action. Did I make lots of mistakes? At my live events, I have this phrase that I say, ask me how I know. And anytime I screwed something up, it's like, ask me how I know. And I even got t-shirts now that I sell that say, ask me how I know. So, you know, it was, I'm the fire ready aim guy. Okay. And I'll fire a few times before I think about aiming. Okay. So luckily now, you know, I've got a partner that's a CPA. He's done $1.5 billion worth of commercial real estate. He's an, you know, he's an analytical guy. I can lock him in a room with a spreadsheet and throw raw meat in once in a while, and he's happy. And so we make a good team, you know? And so, but back then it was all me. And so I made every possible mistake you can possibly make, but I took massive freaking action. And I'll tell you, the bottom line is the mindset and the psychology, but the underlying foundation of that is you have to love it. And I freaking love real estate. I mean, I love it. And so, you know, I would tell you, those of you listening, if you don't love real estate now, associate pleasure with it, because you absolutely can learn to love it. I equate it to hunting for buried treasure. But if you can't learn to love it, then for God's sakes, go do something else. Life is too short.
But hey, so Rod, I want to back you up just one second.
Sure.
You mentioned that the key to your success was knowing what you wanted. And I can't imagine anybody starting out on the path of passive income that we are talking about on Wealth Without Wall Street without clarity. That's like our number one first step. And you'd be surprised, maybe you're not surprised, Rob, but every time we have somebody join the community, that's one of the first things we ask is, what would you be doing and where would you be if you were financially free?
Yeah.
And it's shocking. I don't feel like people understand what they really want. So what was it for you that you wanted to have happen that really kind of fueled the whole thing?
I wanted a lot. And clarity is power, Joey. It's how are you ever going to get what you want if you don't know what the heck it is? And so, you know, one of the first things I do at my live events and with my coaching students is a goal setting workshop, kind of goal setting on steroids, so that you literally write down everything you could ever possibly want in life. Small things, big things, things you want to do in your lifetime, things you want to learn in your lifetime, people you want to help in your lifetime, everything. Okay. And get clarity on it. Then I recommend writing down why those goals are an absolute freaking must, because it's the why that'll drive you. Okay. And then I say, get pictures of your goals. I'll share something with you. I'll show you guys. You guys can't see it that aren't watching this, but I've got pictures in the back of this planner of things that I've wanted for 20 years. And I've gotten every single thing in here, the cars, the stupid shit, like the Lamborghinis and the Rolls and the Benzes and the hundreds of thousand dollars worth of watches, stuff that I'm not interested in anymore, but I got it all because I had pictures and I knew what I wanted and why I wanted it. And so, you know, for me starting out, it was really tangible stuff. Okay. It wasn't the pleasure that I get now from, you know, from the people whose lives are impacted by our work and the fact that people that are taking action and building their, you know, passive or active incomes. And so, you know, that's my why now. But my why and the driver up to the time I was about 40 was the material stuff. It was the stupid crap, like the cars I just said, and the watches and the houses. I built an $8 million house on the beach, and you know, this I call it my testament to my ego, that, you know, to prove the world I was good enough, you know. And you know, I had an epiphany actually 2 months after I built it. I'm floating in the pool at night looking up at this giant house, and again, I did it to prove the world I was good enough. And I got really depressed. I'd worked for this thing for 20 years. 2 months after I moved in, I got depressed. And I realized that it's not about the goals. It's about continual progress and growth. It's like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. And I had no vision for the future. Also, though, I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. And so that's the year I went and saw Tony Robbins, found out he fed families for the holidays. And I came back and decided to start feeding families. And we fed 80,000 children over the last 20 years. So that was my why for a while. Then in the last 3 years, I started doing, I started my podcast. I told you guys we're about to break 9 million downloads and it's just mind blowing. And now I've got hundreds of coaching students. I did sold out live events. Now there's, live stream events, but, with thousands and thousands of people. And that's the why, that's the driver. So
Rod, let me ask you this. Why do you feel like most people have the hardest time with clarity and knowing what they want?
Because they don't stop and take the time to really think about it. They don't sit down and take an hour to write out their goals, which is why I force it in the first part of my event. And I'll get those people when I'm live. They're sitting there cross-armed like this, and they're like, oh, I don't need to do this. But eventually I get them and they start writing stuff down because, you need to really get it out of your head. So many of your listeners, I will tell you, as passive investors, I would guess that many of them are super analytical. Okay. You get a lot of analytical people. I'm guessing here, but I, yep. In a financial environment, many of them are analytical and they can't get out of their own heads, but you've got to get it out of your head, get it on paper, be clear about it, go on Google and look for pictures that resonate with you, associated with what you want. Then when you see them, you're like, that feels good. And get them around you. I could show you in my office here, pictures of the things that I want. You can see behind me the, thank you cards from hundreds of people that have been impacted, but I've got pictures. Well, you can see I want a yacht. I took my wife to the Amalfi Coast in Italy and we saw all these yachts and it was the most amazing thing ever. And I'm like, babe, we are going to rent or buy a yacht and go around the Horn of Italy and do Greece, Croatia, and all that stuff. And I even went to the Miami Yacht Show, in February. Spent $200,000, which I wish I had back now because the world changed like 2 weeks later, but I BS my way onto these 150-foot yachts and said, hey, I'm interested. And I sat in the captain's chair and I visualized owning the yacht. Why? Because it works. This stuff actually works. And people are, people ask my kids, does he really do this stuff? Because they come to my live events and they're like, yeah, he does the affirmations and he yells all that stuff out loud and all that. But the proof is in the pudding. So
today's content is so awesome, man. I just wanted to make sure you knew that there's access to the Q&A from today's episode at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/community.
Yeah, you need to be a part of this movement if these are the types of things you want to learn about and be surrounded by over 3,000 other people on the same journey. Let's get back to the episode.
Your mindset, as you said before, represents 80-90% of your success. And yes. we our process, Rod, and our listeners have heard us say this tons and tons of times. There's four steps. First step is clarity. Yep. And what we have done in the first 10 minutes of this thing is talk about how important clarity is.
Yes.
All right. So let's move on to step two, which is control. Okay. 'Cause I want to go back to this point, which was you were creating passive income and you had money coming to you.
Yes.
But obviously something, I know the market crashed in 2008. That's the reason we're on this podcast with you is because we were going in a completely different direction. The market changed the way that we looked at money, the way our businesses operated, and we completely twisted. But I want to talk about, obviously most people are trying to seek income. They're trying to get money coming to them. You had money coming to you from 800 different single family properties. What went wrong? What happened there?
Sure. So here's the problem. Okay. I live in Florida. These houses were along the Gulf Coast of Florida. First of all, Florida has no state income tax. Okay. So their property taxes are higher proportionately. Some of these properties were in wind and flood zones. Both those things impact cash flow. But here's what killed me. I had houses 2 hours north and 2 hours south and everywhere in between. And so the logistics are one of the biggest things that killed me. If I sent, and I had multiple apartment complexes back then too. So I had 800 houses that I rented in long term and I had apartment complexes. If I sent a maintenance guy to one of my apartment complexes, everything's the same. The appliance parts are the same. The plumbing parts, the electrical parts, the locks, the everything's the same. HVAC, it's all the same. So we could stockpile parts. So I send someone to one of my apartment complexes. They're in and out in an hour if they're fixing something. If I had to send them to a house and it was an hour away, they'd have to get to the house, see what's wrong, find a Home Depot or a Lowe's where we have an account, drive there. That could be another hour. And then I don't know if you've ever fixed anything. You invariably go more than once to the hardware store because you get in, you realize you need something else. Well, maintenance men are no different. And it takes all, exactly. And it takes all freaking day to get, to do something that takes an hour at an apartment complex. So that was, that killed me because I had a lot of C-class assets, which are high maintenance properties. But the coup de grace was the fact that my demographic, my residents were primarily contractors. I don't know how it worked out, but I had tons of painters and drywallers, electricians, plumbers, roofers, and that fell off a freaking cliff in 08 and 09. And they didn't have work. And so it was just, and then the last straw for me was, here's what'll kill you guys. I was at a 30% loan to value in 07.
Wow.
Yes. And I went upside down. I actually, the portfolio went upside down. So it dropped more than 70%. And that's when I said, screw it, I'm done. And I it was the hardest thing I ever did. You know, I had perfect credit. I had the Amex Black Card. I still have that, but my limit isn't what it was. I was putting a couple hundred a month on there. But the point is, and I would still have, but here's the reason I started my podcast. Two reasons. One, to raise money for deals, because I hate asking for money. But the other reason was to explain that while all that was happening, my apartments were doing just fine. Yeah, they pulled back, but they would have survived. Now, am I anti-single family? No. I am anti-single family in the way that I did it. I was greedy. I had, you know, 800 houses spread out over a big geographic area, unmanageable. If you have a handful of houses together, fine. No problem. But I would encourage you not to do that because it's the same amount of work to buy a house as it is to buy a 10 unit. And why not get scale? And frankly, you can't ramp the value in a house like you can in multifamily. You can't accelerate the value, which is why I love commercial multifamily. I mean, we bought an asset, for an example, 100 units in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and 101 units, and it's kind of an interesting story. It actually got destroyed by a tornado last year, completely destroyed. All 101 families had to move, but we're able to raise the rents there $600 to $650 per unit. Now, to give you an idea of the ramification of that, let's just use 500 for an example. A $500 rent increase on 100 units is about a $10 million increase in value. Okay, so that's why we love this multifamily business in the commercial side of things. Commercial multifamily. Anything over five units is commercial. 2 to 4 units is residential multifamily. And with residential, you're limited in value appreciation or acceleration through comparable sales. Where in commercial, it's based on NOI, net operating income. So,
well, let's jump into that, because I, looking through some of your stuff, I saw a challenge that you had that you've given out, and I know you have different academies, and I want to highlight this, Joey, because Rod's going to be coming back for a Q&A next week, but also there's a live event coming up, and I want you to talk about that in a little bit. But we're basically creating a link for you, Rod, so that our listeners can go really easy to it. So it's wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/Rod, R-O-D. I don't want to make them try to spell your last name. That was tough for me and Joey as we were trying to email you. But if you go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/Rod, you're going to get access to all these things that we're going to be talking about on the show.
We do have a 90-day action plan. The things you do the first 90 days to get started, and they involve, you know, picking your market, building your team, hanging your shingle and doing a website, building relationships with potential investors, brokers, property managers, bankers, and it's all the things you do for the first 90 days that you just rinse and repeat to become good at this business, evaluating deals and so on, and building your network. So you know, it's a 90-day action plan in our framework. Yes, absolutely, and I appreciate you bringing up the 2-day event. If they use the code, if your listeners use the code RODFRIEND, it's only going to be $97 for them to attend, and it's 2 full days of training. I'm not selling anything. It's like, it's a duh. Okay. So if you're interested in this business, 2 full days of training for $97, my competitors charge anywhere from $3,000-$4,000, and they don't give you as much as I give you. So it truly, it is drinking through a fire hose. I'm going to tell you that I don't tease anything. It is like full on training. And I've had, I haven't had one single negative comment. Now, knock on wood, because sure as hell now I will. But I have literally had thousands of people rave about it. And so I appreciate you. And it's, you know, you'll do a link. But they, if you guys are like listening to this in the car, you can text Rod Live to 41411 and it'll give you access to the website as well. But use the code RODFRIEND for $50 off and this $97. And again, I'm not selling anything.
So let's talk about how do we, I mean, obviously multifamily, and I apologize, I must, my wife tells me all the time I don't pay attention. I don't listen very much either. So the thing I want to like try to figure out is how do I do multifamily? Because if that is the successful key, because what you said totally makes sense, is that if you can systematize and make everything very similar, and we do that inside of, you know, we do a lot of short-term rental, and we do the same exact thing. We put the same exact stuff in every one of them because we want to simplify that process. I totally get it. Help us understand, like, how does someone take action to move from single family toward apartment buildings?
Well, I mean, listen, you have to educate yourself, bottom line, whether it's with me or someone else. You have to know, you know, it's different. And I will tell you, the biggest difference is it's not a solo sport. It's a team sport. And so you're going to buy your assets with a team. And that's the beautiful thing about it, honestly, because, you know, if you're buying a $10 million property, you're going to have a net worth equal to the loan amount. You're going to have post-closing liquidity equal to 10% of the loan amount, that in the bank. But it's the team's liquidity. It's the team's net worth. It's the team's experience. And so, and that's the beautiful thing about this business. Everybody starts, you know, it typically in a partnership with someone else. And we've created this ecosystem where you can meet people and connect with people that have hundreds or thousands of units and do your first deal or two. That's the way everybody starts. And it's called using a sponsor. And the other beautiful thing about it, when you're putting your team together, you know, if you're aligned with someone that's got some units, you can say, we own 300 units or we own 1,000 units, you know, and use the we word to get instant credibility. And this is how everybody does it. Okay. And then once you've got a couple deals, you want to do them yourself, you can, but this business is really about team. And some of the best teams I've ever seen are an analytical person with an outgoing person. And I interviewed these three kids on my podcast. They're all in their 20s and they have, I think, somewhere between $70 and $80 million worth of assets between them. And each one of those guys was that combination, analytical with outgoing. But that's the multifamily game. It's a team sport. Unless of course, you're going to do it a smaller property. Yes, you can do some 10s and 20s by yourself. But if you get larger and you want to do bigger deals, you're going to have to put a team together.
So I want to bring back to after the crash, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're having to rebuild. Number mm-hmm. one, you already know what to do because you've done it before. Mm-hmm. That's a huge value. Everybody knows that you've got the education. But were you able to rebuild by JVing or partnering with other people on the way up? Because I can imagine you had to bankrupt some things, give things back. You probably weren't.
Yeah, I didn't bankrupt. But okay. Definitely had my credit damaged, and you know, definitely partnered with other people. And you know, I had to go through a rebuilding phase. I mean, it was 10 years later that I started buying again. Please know, I crashed in 08 and 09, started buying again. Two and a half, three years ago. So
gotcha. Okay.
And yeah, I mean, it sucked. I had perfect credit, and it was no fun. But you know what? Here's the thing, though. You know, you might be listening, going, "Oh, see, that's why I'm afraid of failure." But I'm going to tell you, my friend, you that's got that mindset, fear regret much more than failure. We fail our way to success. Now, I've built, you know, besides the real estate, I've built 24 businesses, and I don't call them failures. I call them seminars because they're only a failure. You don't get back up or you don't learn the lesson. But I've had 24 businesses. Several have been worth tens of millions of dollars. Most have been spectacular, flaming seminars. Okay. And so that we fail our way to success. So don't fear the failure, guys. Those of you listening, fear regret, fear being in the same place a year from now that you are right now, fear missing out on the incredible opportunity that's coming. Because if you think we're not going to have some distressed assets coming up here next year with what's going on in this economy, you're naive. There are going to be some incredible deals, but you got to know this business to be able to capitalize on them.
Well, you're exactly right. We can't fear failure because, Joey, do you know how many businesses that started in the S&P 500 in its origination are still in existence today?
I don't think it's very many.
One.
Ugh. No kidding. Wow. One. I didn't know that.
Yeah. GE is the only S&P 500 original out of the original 500 business still in existence. So that tells you, so every business has a life expectancy. It will end at some point, right? And we know that. So whether it is in a short time in our lifetime or longer, we don't know the answer to that. But don't fear failure, fear regret. I love what you're saying there. You said something too. I'm kind of going back to our step three, Joe. We talk about creating a course, picking your path. The first step, which, right, this goes in line with exactly what you just talked about. The first step in our picking our path, people, helping people figure out what they should be focused on to create passive income, has them go through and take a financial DISC analysis, the personality test. We call it their investor DNA. Mm-hmm. And through that, they do find out if they're that analytical, if they're the outgoing personality. And that's the beauty of our community, is that they can match up with one another and take their skill sets and their networks and partner with someone else to get to where they're going. Because I think that's what you're saying, is that we don't have to have it all. And no. Be honest, when you said you were sitting in that pool, were you sitting in that pool with hundreds of other people, or were you by yourself when you realized, right, man, you were depressed?
No, I was by myself. And I'll tell you that you are going to get much further faster playing to your strengths than trying to build your weaknesses. If you align with someone that complements your weaknesses, success is inevitable, period. And that's because if you're working inside of where your strengths are, it's something that you love and you're passionate about and you're good at, you focus on that and someone else focuses on the other pieces, forget it. Game over. It's done.
Yeah, so, that's why Joey and I go everywhere together. People think we're like twin brothers, except one of us is better looking than the other one. But they're like, you guys are never apart. You guys are constantly together. And it's because we compliment each other and critique each other very well.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, we critique each other. The compliment is every once in a while.
Rod, this was amazing. I know we got so much more content we could go through, and I want to do a Q&A to go deeper, because people are going to ask you some of these questions. I want to definitely highlight the October 17th and 18th event. Talk a little bit deeper. You mentioned, obviously, there's going to be lots of speakers. This is a three-day.
No. This is me training for 2 days. This is not a bunch of speakers talking about all kinds of crap. This is me training every aspect of this business, finding deals, building your team, picking your area, what to look for in an area. How do you do your due diligence? How do you finance the deal? How do you raise the equity? How do you do a syndication? How do you do a joint venture? How do you manage the property? And on and on and on. And yes, I have panels where you can ask questions. It's incredible. I've got an incredible ecosystem. There's we're going to do some networking online as well as part of this, because it's a team sport. And so it's just a phenomenal deal. It's so much over delivery for the amount of money you're paying. It's beyond belief, frankly. And like I said, you can text Rod Live to 41411 or go to your link there. And use the word Rod Friend, one word, to get $50 off, and it gets it down to $97. And I'm not selling anything. So listen, even if you're investing passively, you don't give your money to someone unless you have some basic understanding of what you're investing in. So even if you're investing passively, come spend a couple days with me so you get some comfort around this business. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. And by the way, let me mention this, so you guys can decide on this, but I do a nice presentation on the fundamentals of multifamily. If you want to incorporate that into the Q&A, it might add another 30 minutes onto it, but I'm happy to do that. So let me know on that. Or we can just do a Q&A too.
That sounds like a great addition to the Q&A.
Yeah.
And Rod, I just want to thank you for being on the show, because you've literally taken us through the entire Wealth Without Wall Street process, from the clarity to taking control to picking a path. And now you've even given us, motivation to not miss out on the life that we want to create.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's our final step in our process, and not looking back in regret.
Yeah.
But looking forward into what can we accomplish if we take these steps, if we can really take massive action, as you mentioned. And now you've even given us specifically some steps to learn and be educated, so we're not doing this on a whim or anything like that. Thank you so much for being a part of the show and bringing so much value. We're looking forward to the Q&A.
Likewise.
And we're so grateful to have you today.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, guys. Thanks. Appreciate you.
All right, Rod. We look forward to visiting with you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.